Why settle for court jesters when you can have three kings? Here are your hosts, Roy, Javari, and Dan. It's the Three Kangs of the Midway Podcast.
Everybody, welcome to the Three Kings of the Midway Podcast, or Kangs, depending on your vernacular. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a minute. We won. We actually beat the Minnesota Vikings. Matt Eberflus got his first win versus
a division opponent.
Pathetic-ass coach. No. And people talking about, should we bring him back?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean, you know what's crazy, though? Instead of having one, we should have two. We should have back-to-back wins against divisional opponents. Should. Keyword, should. Against the Lions, because, and I think what we did was with the Detroit Lions, because we got them again coming up this weekend on the 10th, we exposed them.
Oh yeah,
we exposed the shit out of them. Because right after we should have got our lick back, we will get our lick back. But right after we got off on them, Green Bay did the same shit. Only this time, Green Bay didn't fold in the last three minutes.
Got a better coach.
That too. So, you know, but yeah, we finally got the dub, man. We finally got the dub off of a offensive game plan that resulted in 28 screen passes. 28.
You didn't score a touchdown.
Is that how many they threw? 28?
28. 28 screen passes. 28 screen passes. Do the math. Justin had 217 passing yards. 28 screen passes. Now, every one of them wasn't successful, and that's not even taken into part, because I think he threw for, I think he had 35 passing attempts, and I think out of that, probably 21 or 22 were screen passes, and probably the six deep ones that he took, the deep shots that he took, and then how many of those deep shots were off script that he had to make plays happen.
Well, you know what? At the beginning of the game, the first drive, I think he was like 7 for 7 on that first drive, and they kind of marched down.
He started out 15 for 15, or was it like 13, 14 for 14 or something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
But it looked good, right? Like he was doing some things. He was extending plays. You know, he was hitting some wide receivers and things like that. And I immediately tweeted. I said, that was a nice drive. It stalled out. They missed a field goal. That's bogus, right? But the biggest takeaway that I had from that first drive was, this ain't sustainable. Justin Fields cannot, you cannot expect him to be back there and make magic happen every single play. Yeah, 5 or 6 plays out of a game, he's going to make something spectacular happen. But why do you put the man in a position where every single play, he got to run for his life, he got to make something happen, he got to juke somebody, he got to make an off-balance throw, he got to do... They constantly complain about his footwork. But his footwork is what it is, because of the protection issues that the Bears have.
That's a fact.
Right? So when you're off kilter and you're doing this, doing that, you want to get through your drops quicker. You want to get dropped back quicker. Everything is off timing, and I spoke about timing a couple weeks ago. Be on time. That's the biggest thing on offense. Be on time with your receivers. You can never get that. You can never establish it, because he's constantly doing something, you know, that has to be like off kilter and make spectacular plays. It ain't sustainable, not for a whole game, bro.
That's a fact.
Yeah, it's something we talked about a while ago. It's like if you actually watch football, I don't think a lot of people watch football.
No, they don't.
Talking shit on the internet. But like if you watch football, like they only have to like make these plays like 3-4 times a game.
Yeah.
Like Mahomes and these guys, most of the time they're just like, it's simple. They just run a slant.
Yeah.
Pick up a first down. And you're watching the game, you're not even really thinking about it, because it's a functional offense. They just picking up first downs, they run the ball, they throw a slant, you know.
Mahomes ain't throwing a sidearm every play.
Exactly.
No, he's not. But Justin Fields does it like seven times in the first drive, and we're like, okay, like you said, it's not sustainable, bro. Right. And it's unrealistic. And I know we had beef with him at times, but Lewis Riddick actually pointed it out. He was like, where are the outlet passes for some of these shots on third and long? They didn't have any outlet passes. It was like, we running everybody past the sticks, and you ain't got no check down. And if you ain't got a check down, just make something happen, Justin.
On one play where we got it down, we were within the 20. I think it was first or second down. They had Justin roll out to his left with Darnell Mooney to block Daniel Hunter.
I remember that.
On a rollout, 165 pound, 5'10" wide receiver blocking a 296 pound behemoth running at full speed. And people see this, and people will see this and say, why didn't Justin hit the open man in the end zone? What part of that crack, what part of that glass dick you sucking is blinding your view of that fucked up ass play call?
HGH rolling through his thick veins.
Like juice to the gills.
Joe, yes, like a behemoth. This 6'8", 296 pound behemoth.
They had a barreling down. Back in the day and said he was a giant.
Like
in the biblical days.
A Nephilim. He's a Nephilim. Get him out of here.
Get him out of here.
And you expecting, what is Darnell Mooney supposed to do with that? And like, y'all, this is like, the again, when people say, well, they talking about keeping Eberflus, I'm cool with that. Long as he calling the defense.
Yeah.
You ain't hiring no more defense. I'll be like, okay, well, we'll keep you as the head coach.
Don't hire no more. I don't want you to hire no defensive coordinator.
No defensive coordinator, because you know how to get the most out of everybody, and it's only going to get better once we put more defensive pieces on that defense. The thing is we need an offensive coordinator, someone who actually knows how to coordinate. Remember Pops from Boomerang? Coordinate. Coordinate. We need you to coordinate this goddamn offense. I'm so happy for Chase Daniel because he shut up a lot of national pundits when he posted them numbers.
Yeah, I'm gonna read them off real quick.
Read them off, Dan.
You know, it just puts it in perspective.
Just read it off to the people, man, because they seem to not understand. They think, you know, us three kings, we just be talking.
We just be making this stuff up, right? You know what I mean? Chase Daniel, he said this about Justin Fields' last 17 games.
Last 17. Right? 12 of them were out Darnell Mooney. Everybody were out DJ Moore.
Everybody talking. What's Justin play? Like 32 games total?
Yeah.
In his career?
Yeah, like 32 games total.
So he's saying his last 17 games, and you just take that 17-game sample because
it's a full 17-game
season, right?
It's a full 17-game season, and this is really technically his second year, not his third. Year.
Yeah.
As Keyshawn alluded to.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so 17 games, and he said with patchwork offensive line and DJ Moore for only 12 of these games.
Mm. Run that back. Run that back one more time.
Patchwork offensive line. I like to call them musical chairs because that's what I see out there.
Yeah.
People just hopping in seats wherever. You know what I mean?
Especially left guard, center. Left guard, left right guard, center.
Whatever. It don't matter. Just, been like, just play just something up there. You know what I mean? Just get on the line.
Hey, what was that? What was that he told him about? Unnecessary interrupt.
Like, right,
I don't care if you have to stab him. But no, that was the water boy. He's like, I don't care if you got to stab him. Do not let him get past you on that line.
That's Coach what they Red. Working with, right? Patchwork offensive line, musical chairs at the offensive line. And DJ Moore has only been available for 12 of these 17 games.
All 12.
Right? Justin Fields' numbers
been,
is...
Has it been 12? He actually hasn't, because Justin started 8 games this year. So he only played with DJ Moore 8 games.
Mm.
So that's a little off.
DJ Moore for 12 this year. He's played.
Yeah, this year.
Yeah, this year.
Because Justin missed quite a few games this year.
Justin Fields, so it's actually fewer for Justin Fields.
Yeah, it's actually fewer.
So Chase Daniel, you're a little bit off on your take here. But it's all good. We know what
you're
trying to do.
It's all good. We love you, Chase.
We know what you were trying to do, right?
Shout out to Will for pointing that out.
For sure. Yeah, so Justin's only been around for 8 games. with DJ Moore. 8 of these 17 games with DJ Moore. Justin has 2,960 passing yards, 1,257 rush yards, and 8 rushing touchdowns, 25 touchdowns, passing touchdowns, 12 interceptions, a QB rating of 93, and a total of 4,217 total yards, 33 touchdowns in 17 games.
Mm.
And then he put at the bottom, Justin Fields is still
not,
in capital letters, not the problem.
Mm. And you think Ryan Poles don't see that? You think Ryan Poles don't see that?
He's well aware of those numbers.
Very well aware. Yeah. That's why, you know, people see that reaction. He hugging Justin, picking him up, and everything else. That's body language. I'm a good reader of body language, right? And that body language indicates he ain't going nowhere. He ain't going nowhere. And it's already been reported.
You
ain't
got to hug him and pick him up.
Right.
If you know, you keep him at a distance, you give him a dap, you give him the bro hug or whatever.
Right.
Good game. If he was going somewhere, he's happy for that man because you know what? He knows the work that Justin puts in.
Yes, absolutely.
And he knows these people ain't dumb. Poles knows the hate that comes his way because Poles gets it too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's aware of it as well.
And he's just as happy for Eberflus too.
Yeah.
That's why I told people, I'm like, I don't know if Eberflus may be going anywhere at season's end.
I
don't think he's just got to keep it up. Like, the biggest thing that probably saved Eberflus' ass, bro, was Alan Williams downloading whatever he downloaded on his computer.
Not only that.
Because once Eberflus took all of that defense, dude, I gave the defense shit, bro, and they balled out.
Yeah.
He got a little conservative last game, and I think he learned from that this game.
Yeah.
But they've been picking the ball off. Like, bro, you starting to look and say,
sacks,
bro,
pressure.
They might have something, bro.
Yeah.
Dude. And that's what I'm talking about, roster building. Everybody just want to redo the quarterback. This is why I say you got to build a roster, bro, because the Bears have 2 top 5 picks right now. They can get a 3-tech. There's boys in Alabama, LSU right now that will come in, play 3-tech, and they will wreck that middle. And once you get that 3, we're playing without a true 3-tech.
I don't know, man. I like what Javon Dexter was bringing. Yeah.
But get another one.
Me too.
Or get an edge.
I want an edge. That's what
get
I want.
An edge.
I want
an edge. Get Chop Robinson. You know what I mean? Like, give me another edge out there. Now you talking about with those linebackers, with Edmonds and Edwards, and you got that, we might have to get Eddie Jackson. I don't know, bro. I defended you. Roll Tide.
up out of here, bro.
We might need to get her. I'm saying, bro, you might have a defense that can be top 10.
Yeah.
Top 5.
Hey, you know, and the makings of this whole ordeal, right? And this is, I was responding to David Kaplan this morning, right? And responding to David Kaplan, you know, because he's like, oh, well, if you don't reset the if you go and you let another quarterback pass you, you fire yourself as a GM. No. And I told Cap, I said, I don't believe that to be true because it's a double-edged sword. Because if you move on from Justin Fields and he goes somewhere and becomes a perennial all-pro, you just fired yourself as a GM. You're going to fire yourself either way. So if you're going to fire yourself, you fire yourself with the thing that you know is proven. You don't fire yourself with an unproven thing.
Mm-mm. And here's the thing as well. You know what I mean? He's not going to fire himself with Justin Fields back there.
Exactly.
Because let's be honest. The Bears gave up draft capital to get Justin Fields.
Yes.
Right? They surrendered 2 first-round picks to get him, to move up and grab Justin Fields, right? That's why Poles didn't have a first-round pick his first year here.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So when Justin comes in and you have Justin in there, Poles can go to them and say, look, I gave that kid every opportunity to play. He got 4 full years.
Right.
Now I need to be able to draft my own guy.
Right.
And they'll afford him that opportunity because he's going to go to them and say, look, y'all gave up draft capital. The previous GM gave up draft capital to get the guy. I wanted to make it work because I wanted y'all not to lose out on that.
Yeah.
That situation. Mm-hmm. Right. So now if it does not work with Justin, like say next year he bombs out or whatever, then he could always go back and say, look, now I need to be able to draft my guy. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Let me show you what I could do with what, I'm building this roster. And you look at the roster that he's building, The linebackers are looking good. People were complaining about them not getting turnovers.
Edwards going to the Pro Bowl.
Edwards
is definitely going to the
Edwards
Pro Bowl.
Got, you know,
he's
and,
an all
and,
pro.
And Edmonds got over 100 tackles and what, three interceptions this year already?
Yeah, he missed games.
I mean, come on, bro.
Sanborn, he's in there, he's still balling.
Exactly. Yeah. You got Jalen. Jalen Johnson, he's played well, bro. Like,
yeah, he has.
Like, we can say what he wants. Well, he's dropped three interceptions. I get that. But he did have three.
Yeah.
He's got three pickoffs this year.
And those are still
passes defensed. You know what I mean? So that counts as a stat category as well. So, you know, you got guys that are playing at a high level at this point in time. And I don't care who they're playing against. It's in the NFL. They were struggling against bad teams before. They're playing well against some of the bad teams. They're playing well against good teams as well.
Absolutely. And given the fact that we have this final stretch down, I'm just going to be honest, y'all. We won three games last year. Anything over three games is a win and is a successful season because you're seeing it build, right? You're building, right? So after this, Detroit has shown they can be had, right? They shown they can be beat. So that could go either way. But after Detroit, you have Cleveland, you have Atlanta, you have Arizona, you have Green Bay. Cleveland doesn't scare me because they have no quarterback. Okay? No quarterback. And Garrett can be neutralized at some point in time. Just like you neutralize Danielle Hunter, who's leading the NFL in sacks. So he can be neutralized. So other than that, ain't nothing about that Cleveland defense scaring me. We can beat them. Okay? We can beat Atlanta. We can beat Arizona. We can beat Detroit. We can beat Green Bay. So that's our last, what, five? Five games. Yeah. If we won how many so far? Four. Yeah. Don't fuck around and let it look. You finished the season.
The best team out of all of them.
You see what I'm saying? Detroit is the best team out of all of them.
Yeah.
So now, you go into this.
We should have won that game.
We should have won that game. We should be standing at 5-7 right now.
Mm-hmm. We should be at 6-6, and we should have beat the Broncos, too.
Yeah, 6-6.
Yeah.
But when it's all said and done, it's still a possibility. I mean, we can go red hot and finish the season 9-8. Or we can finish the season 8-9. It's still a win compared to three wins from last season. Do you get rid of Justin Fields as your team is building and stacking wins, and he's the reason that you're stacking wins? I think not.
No, man. Like Chase Daniel said this, and he was correct. Quarterback is a crapshoot. All these people like to get online, bro, and act like they know everything. That's why, and they got mad at me yesterday because I was exposing their ass. Yeah. All these people got on the internet talking about Zach Wilson was better than Justin Fields because he got the sidearm angle
and all crack. These tape.
Bro, you don't know what any of these people are going to do. The only two people in that draft, and I said it when they came out, bro, the only two people I trust in that entire draft are Trevor Lawrence and Justin Fields. And the only reason I even trusted them because they did it in big time, first big time schools on the brightest stages. I said, those two?
Big time games.
You know what you're probably going to get. The rest of these dudes, bro, they Zach Wilson's, who never played anybody, Trey Lance, who never played anybody, Mac Jones, he was limited. He played on a team full of all-stars, and he's just a little dink and dunk guy. And that's what he is in NFL. And everything happened. Trey Lance, to me, like Caleb Williams and Drake May have more in common with Trey Lance and Zach Wilson than they have in common with Justin Fields and Trevor Lawrence. They're more likely to probably miss than they are to hit because they haven't played anybody, bro. They haven't shown me anything.
Right.
So Justin Fields, you know what you get. He has flaws, like the people like to say. You can't criticize Justin Fields. Nobody really values your opinion because you're not an expert. I'm just being honest, bro. I'm not an expert. Facts. I don't try to be one. So that's why people don't value your opinion when you try to criticize a quarterback when you can't even throw away your own trash. So Justin Fields, you know what you got. You know he's dangerous, bro. He is dangerous. Teams fear him. Teams game plan against him. You put a team with Justin Fields, DJ Moore, Marvin Harrison Jr., a solid offensive line, you are going to have a top five offense.
Bring back Foreman. You got Foreman, Hicks, and Johnson back there. That's a problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a problem.
And you got the running game, you got the passing game, you got Cole Kmet, who's been targeted 60 times and has 60 catches. Bro, Now, if you say, well, we gonna reset the rookie quarterback. Like, this is the stupidest shit I've ever heard. For one, the defense seems like they're about ready to win now.
Yes.
And people can get up off of Cole Kmet, too. I know Brock Bowers is...
But look how long it took for Cole Kmet to develop and finally come around. It takes time.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's the thing in the NFL. People are impatient, right? So you got to understand, like, just give guys a little bit of time to develop into the players that they're going to be. Cole Kmet, and it's great that they got him signed. What, they signed him for four more years, $50 million or whatever?
Top five tight end in the league.
You got him on a nice deal. And, if you know, 60 catches through the first 12 games, you know, by the end of the season, he may be up there to around 80 catches.
Yeah.
You working with something at tight end at that point.
Now, if you get another wide, oh, my God, dude. Like, we don't know what these rookies are going to be. Like, people can pop on the internet and say, oh, this guy's that. We don't know.
We know what Marvin Harrison Jr. going to be.
Yeah.
You can see that clear as day. He's a prodigy of a prodigy. So, you know what I'm saying? We know what he going to do.
Yeah.
Caleb Williams.
That's the phenom in the draft. Let's put it that way.
Exactly.
I see one phenom in the draft, and that's Marvin Harrison Jr.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. That's it. If the Bears have two top five picks, it'd be a shame if they don't come away with that dude. I'm just going to be honest.
That better be first pick.
If he doesn't go first, people are like, you could probably get him at four or five.
If he doesn't go first, Arizona will take him at number two.
Arizona's taking him at two, definitely.
Yeah.
Because you know what? Arizona sits back and says, we got Kyler Williams. We know Kyler Murray. What's going to be different with Caleb Williams?
Not a damn thing.
They're not going to get Caleb Williams, right?
Right.
It's no difference. It's, you know, you got a young quarterback. He's going to need time. He's going to need weapons. Might as well put the weapons around the guy that you got, man.
Yeah. And that's a fact.
That's what most NFL teams do, bro. Like, I think if we had the number two pick, we wouldn't even be having this conversation. But because we have it, I think people just like to talk about it. Like, oh, we can't miss. Yes, the hell you can, bro.
Right.
You can do whatever you want to do. It's your team, bro.
And I'm going to tell you this. We ain't trading that goddamn pick. I don't care what anybody says. We are not going to trade that pick and come off of Marvin Harrison Jr. It's not happening. I'm gonna tell you that right now. It ain't gonna happen.
You control the draft board. You keep that pick.
Yeah.
You control the whole show.
Yeah. It's not gonna happen. Because again, these quarterbacks are not gonna go one and two. All right. Because the top two teams as it stands right now, Chicago and Arizona, don't need a fucking quarterback, folks. Don't need one. So I guarantee you how it will play out. If the Bears take Marvin Harrison Jr. number one, the Cardinals will trade out of that pick.
Most likely, yeah.
They will trade out of the pick.
Yeah, most likely. Yep.
They will trade out of the pick. And then wherever we fall at with our pick, we'll take whatever we take. If we don't trade back up higher into the first round and grab another difference maker on the defensive side.
Yeah, we might trade back with that second pick.
Yeah, I don't see why not.
Yeah.
Depending on where it falls.
On the board, and somebody in love with Drake May, you want Drake May, come up to five, pay us.
Mayo.
He'll move down to 10 and give us a future first again. So it's a lot of stuff you can do. And like people act like the Bears have they're definitely going to Caleb. No, they not, bro. They still got six games left in the season. Seven games left.
They could possibly finish the season again at 9-8. They could possibly finish the season at 9-8 or 8-9.
Yeah, they just playing the games. They evaluated them, but they haven't made a concrete decision on what they're going to do yet. Like, bro, they seen all this. They seen him crying on the sidelines.
Yeah.
They seen
the fact that he shunned the media after he lost against UCLA and chose not to speak to the media. You want that from your quarterback?
How do y'all turn a blind eye to that? That's my question.
Yeah.
Because we saw what happened with Mitch Trubisky, right? And that's when I said it. When he's running through Hallis Hall, turn the TVs off because he can't take it. Yeah, he's cooked, bro. He's done.
Yeah.
There's no coming back from that.
No.
Yeah.
So with somebody like Caleb Williams, you know, hey, maybe he can get it together. Maybe something, you know, can happen, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But I don't see the mental fortitude or the toughness to be able to handle what Justin Fields has been going through.
Right.
No.
You know, credit to Pablo. For building that kid up and letting him be the guy that can take some of that stuff that, you know, the Chicago media and fan base has been dishing out on a daily basis.
Because
don't nobody, you know, I told somebody this yesterday. I don't see nobody. I don't see the national media. I don't see local media. I don't see nobody giving Pablo his credit for what he's done with his family. But you know what? Tyson Bagent went up there and he played one game, and they was panning over to his father talking about he was an arm wrestling champion.
Oh yeah, let's get on that. What's Pablo's background? Oh, Pablo was he's played college football.
Yeah.
And guess what? Pablo was a Marine.
Yeah.
Facts.
Pablo was an retired police officer.
Yeah. Facts. Yeah. But
the arm wrestling champion.
The arm wrestling champion. We giving him airtime over that.
You see, they should have Pablo in his dress blues. They should have Pablo in his Marine dress blues interviewing him. But they had no one once has interviewed Pablo.
Nobody.
You're right. That's a great ass point.
Nobody. They don't even mention him on TV on the telecast. You got Bagent on Sunday Night Football. They talking about, oh, his father's this. His Chris Collinsworth. You know, look at his father. And they panning over to him every single chance they get. Hey man, I ain't got nothing against the kid. I ain't got nothing against his family. You know, all I'm saying is be the same with everybody. Don't elevate one above the other just because for stories or
color of skin. You know, let's just keep it a buck.
Color of skin, whatever.
Facts.
Don't do that, man. That's bogus, man. And it's the truth, man. You go back to any games, I don't see them talking about his family at all. His sister and what she's doing.
How successful she's at both of them.
She was a successful college athlete as well. Played volleyball.
Yeah,
now she's in the WWE.
As a wrestler. Jaden Fields.
Yeah. So it's like nobody gives him no credit, but we talking about this man for winning arm wrestling tournaments at the backwoods of wherever.
West Virginia.
Yeah, come on, man.
His baby sister, his youngest sister, she's a baller too. Ain't she going there? Didn't she get a D1 scholarship? I think she played.
Yeah, yeah.
Georgia too?
Yep.
Yeah, exceptional family. The Fields family is exceptional. Shout out to them for raising awesome kids, man.
Absolutely.
Shout out to Pablo, dude. That's a good-ass point. I ain't even realize that. Like, nobody ever did. Maybe Pablo don't want the spotlight.
Maybe. Yeah, and that may be true. But, yeah, I mean, they can't pan to him during the game.
Exactly.
Say, hey, look at the ex-Marine. Look at the ex-military, you know what I mean? Look at the ex-cop, retired officer.
Veterans Day, nobody mentioned it, right?
Yeah. Nobody salute to service, all of that stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah, do an expose on it. Do a little Chicago Bears thing. Meet Pablo Fields. He played linebacker for, I don't know who he played linebacker for. Went on to the Marines, became Atlanta PD, and he went to school police to watch over his son and gave him advice on the sideline. He gave him advice. Man, like, this stuff, dude, is like out of control. Like... With this quarterback thing, bro, it is literally it's gotten to the point where it's toxic. Like,
it's crazy.
Like, the thing about it is, if you're gonna be objective all the way around, right? Like, I told people when we drafted Justin Fields, he has ball security issues. He need to work on that. To this day, he need to work on that. That's on him and the coaching staff. They need to get those little drills where they them balls, and he needs to work on that. When he's running through that middle of the field, he needs to have two hands on the ball. Unlike when he's running on the sideline, high and tight, two hands on the ball, basic football stuff. You can coach that. Chase Daniel said the same thing. You can coach that. Right. You can coach that out of a player. That's his biggest issue right now. But acting like you're going to draft a rookie quarterback and insert him into an NFL-ready team and he's just going to take off. Bro, these people don't even take snaps under center. They can't call out plays. We went through this twice. We had Justin Fields. We had Mitch Trubisky. These people could not even spit out plays. He's going to spend his first year trying to learn how to spit out a play.
Yeah.
And they're going to be looking at him like, bro, we ready to go. DJ Moore having his best season of his career with Justin Fields. The man has 1,000 yards in 12 games.
Facts.
And you're going to take that quarterback away? Like, seriously, go to that locker room and say, how do you guys feel? They're not going to be happy that you got rid of Justin Fields.
Facts.
The players on that team.
No.
Most of the fan base ain't going to be happy. Dude, this is actually riskier to take Justin Fields off this team because they didn't unpose. 670 to score, and they said 70% of the fans want you to retain Justin Fields.
Mm.
That loud minority, that just a loud minority. Most of the fan base want you to keep the quarterback you got. The team wants you to keep the quarterback you got.
You see how they ride for him?
The quarterback you got.
Yeah. In that locker room. In that locker room when Justin was like, hey, I want to apologize for those two fumbles. I appreciate y'all, what they said. We appreciate you too, boy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because you done carried us plenty of times.
Yep.
I love you, Justin. I don't know who the hell that was in the background. But that was hilarious.
So, like, you changed the whole dynamic of the team. You bring in Caleb Williams, bro, they're going to be like, looking at him sideways off the rip.
Painting his nails and shit.
Painting his nails. Not talking to the media.
The happy face on his ring finger.
Bro.
The ring fingernail and shit. Like, duh, really? Got a teddy bear on the other. Like, bro, y'all for real with this cat? Like, what's wrong with this dude, yo?
Don't even get me started on Drake May, bro. He gonna be coming out.
I'm just being honest, man, for real.
You would
destroy this team's continuity if you took Justin Fields away from it. Because everybody else is going to be looking at it like, man, this ain't no place I want to be.
Yeah.
Talking about, well, it's just business. Nah, no, you do business by being smart and doing what Philadelphia did with Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts was in the same situation 2 years ago. Exactly. And a lot of people do not understand that. In the same situation 2 years ago. And Daryl Morey? Who's the what's Philadelphia's Roseman. General manager name?
Roseman.
Howie Roseman. Howie Roseman said out of his own mouth after Justin Fields after Jalen Hurts have beaten out their number one pick. He beat him out. Put him on the bench. And they said, oh, you know, Philadelphia need to find another quarterback. Philadelphia needs to find another quarterback. You know, Jalen Hurts this, Jalen Hurts that. Howie Roseman said, we're going to build around Jalen Hurts.
Yep.
Plain and simple. I see something y'all don't see. That's why I'm a general manager. I see something y'all don't see. You know who else was a part of that? A man by the name of Ian Cunningham.
Yeah.
Ian Cunningham. So you know Ian Cunningham seen how it was done in Philadelphia, right? And now he's there with Ryan Poles, and he's telling them deja vu all over again. We don't need another quarterback.
Yeah, Jalen Hurts, his second year was like, he showed progress, but threw for 3,100 yards, 61% completion percentage, only 16 touchdowns, 9 picks.
Mm-hmm.
And they built around him, got him A.J. Brown, next year 3,700 yards, 22 touchdowns, 6 picks, 66%.
Super Bowl appearance.
Yeah.
And they on their way back to another one this year.
And I think they had a high pick too, because they made that
Yep.
Philadelphia always got a high pick. So they could have they could have drafted a quarterback. They could have replaced Jalen Hurts.
They made that trade with the Dolphins, remember?
Yeah. Yeah.
And that was all she wrote.
Yeah. And so like they had picks. They could have moved on, but they knew in the Philadelphia Eagles, I tell people, go to their roster. Go to the NFL.com and look at their roster. Look at the names. Go from left tackle to right tackle, tight end, wide receiver, running back, defensive line, linebackers. Secondary, they are fucking rock star team. And that's what I want the Bears to do. Like, I'm looking at the Bears, bro. Like, they have an opportunity to build a rock star roster, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at all positions. They have a chance to envy the Philadelphia Eagles and the San Francisco 49ers as far as just pure talent across the board.
Mm-hmm.
And you got a quarterback that's dynamic, that is like, people in the NFL, like, you got you one. And you're going to move on. You're going to turn that chance
time and time again.
Jesus Christ.
They say it time and time again. This is NFL. This ain't just NFL nobodies, folks. These are people who are actually Pro Bowlers, Hall of Famers, former All Pros, saying Justin Fields is special.
Mm-hmm.
Telling the Bears, y'all got one. Y'all got a damn good one. And y'all trying to run him off for the next shiny new toy. Won't allow him to develop or nothing, you know. Crazy thing about it is, it's all about development. Imagine if the Cowboys gave up on Troy Aikman after his third year. Imagine if the Niners didn't, you know, the Niners traded for Steve Young after his third year when Tampa Bay gave him up.
I'm going to be honest with you guys. I've been looking at football, and if you really break down football and look at football and look at the games that are being played across the board, bro, go and compare what you see in today's game, compare it to what you saw 4 years ago, 5 years ago. It's the NFL is changing, and it changes in subtlety, right? In subtle ways, right? These quarterbacks are not throwing for astronomical numbers right now.
No.
They're just not. you got a couple that are up there. Like Dak, he's doing his thing.
Mahomes not even this year.
No. You know, you got what's his name out of Miami who put up some numbers. But you know, with the track team, yeah.
So look at
his receivers, right?
Yeah,
you know? But that's what I'm saying. Like across the board, you look at the numbers are down for a lot of these quarterbacks. And that's because the defensive game has come up a little bit. They're playing better defense against some of the offenses that are being put out there. So the offense will now be tweaked again. You know what I mean? They'll throw another couple rules in to push the numbers back up again. Watch, it's coming.
You're right.
Mark my words, it's coming.
Because what happened, remember the Legion of Boom? That's when they stopped all that. Remember, you couldn't go across the middle of the field. You get smacked.
Yeah.
And they stopped that. You couldn't do that. Defenseless receiver. So the offensive numbers started to go back up. And the defense had to learn how to adjust. So you can't Ryan Clark a dude back. Back, remember Ryan Clark? Ryan Clark was knocking fools out.
Right.
You can't do that no more. So now they said, we got to adjust to not being able to knock people coming across the middle. So that's why the defenses are now starting to catch up, because they figured out how to stop offenses without, you know, knocking people's heads off. And like, you're right. Then it adjusts, and then the offenses will go back up.
But you're not going to have five or six quarterbacks throwing for 4,000 yards each year. That's not happening this year, I don't think. You know, 5,000 or whatever,
Yeah, putting up the Madden numbers. Yeah, you don't see that as much. And so this stuff, dude, I mean, and I still think it's a minority, because even from my own thing, you get the trolls. And some of those dudes, probably the same dude with the same account, because people don't have lives. People have like 15 burner accounts. Tweeting, bro. You know they do, bro. You know they do.
Yeah. I'm sure they do. I'm sure.
Retweet their own stuff.
He go retweet his own stuff and go act like him, act like another person and tag him.
They weird, man.
They weird, bro. Weirdos, bro. I think most people are smart enough to know, bro. You just need to build this team, bro. Like, I see it like, damn, bro, we might be kind of close. We might be doing something if we can play our cards right.
Right.
We on to something special. That's for damn sure. So in this bye week, what are y'all looking? What are y'all looking to do? You know, during this bye week, or what would you like to see done? Me personally, I would like to see Luke Getsy get with Justin Fields and put together a game plan to attack down the field. What Justin likes to do and wants to do. He wants to attack downfield all day, every day. Lions D-backs are no world beaters, folks. They can be had. As you saw against us, as you saw against Green Bay, they can be mossed on a regular basis. Okay? So with that said, I would like to see some type of game plan instituted against Detroit that is a downfield attacking game plan, coupled in with our ground and pound that they have a problem with stopping as well. And by that time, we should get Deontay Foreman back. We'll have Khalil Herbert. We'll also have Roshan Johnson, a three-headed monster at running back. This is a game we should have at home in the cold. We should get this one. And we should really get our lick back on this, for real. Get our lick back all the way with this, because I don't fear Detroit. All the hoopla, all the rah-rah, that's still the fucking Lions, okay? That's still the Lions. And the Lions have beaten bad teams, all right? And made it look, oh, we're back and we're doing this and we're doing that. Nah,
they
man.
They ain't never been there. I don't know how they back.
Yeah, you still the goddamn Lions, all right? At the end of the day, you're going to get a first-round exit, of course. You ain't going to do shit. You're going to blimp into the fucking playoffs because they done figured you out. They done figured your quarterback out. We exposed you. Plain as day. Your quarterback doesn't like people in his face. He doesn't like pressure.
Like the cold either.
And he can't throw like with his fucking baby arm. He can't throw. 15 yards in, with that little fucking baby arm he got, he's 15 yards in. He ain't beating you with no gun. And he willing, hey, I'm telling you, and he willing to give up the draws. All day, every day.
Yeah. So should have had five picks.
Should have had five picks.
He does not like the cold. Remember when he was with the Rams?
Yes.
And he came to Chicago in that cold, bro. I'm telling, like, he threw a lot of picks in Detroit, bro. He's gonna throw that bitch up for grabs.
Yeah.
Bro, he's a SoCal boy. He does not like the cold. He's gonna be outside in Soldier Field. He gonna get you hit him a couple times. He gonna let it go.
Yeah,
he gonna let it go.
That's a fact. That's why I said this should be a dub for us. This should be our lick back. And
it should be.
And in all honesty, from that point, but I wanted to correlate this with every team has a point in their season where it could either change and turn your season around, or it could break your season, right, and go down the dumps. Detroit's last year that turned their season around, Thanksgiving Day game against the Buffalo Bills. Why? Because the Buffalo Bills was just in the AFC Championship the year before against the Kansas City Chiefs, and they took them toe-to-toe on Thanksgiving. Even though the Lions came up short, the Lions never lost another game after that. Never lost another game after that last season after they played the Buffalo Bills on Thanksgiving. Never lost another game after that, right? Okay. Our game that possibly could have turned our season around and flipped the switch or switched the fuse on was that Detroit Lions game in Ford Field just 2 weeks ago. We showed the world at the time the Detroit Lions was the second best team in the NFC. We showed the world. We bust they ass for 3 3/4 quarters. Bust they ass, and we let that game get away. At that point, that defense came out with a whole different attitude, because you saw it in the Minnesota game. That defense came out with a whole nother attitude, as you know what? We can play with any damn body. We can stop anybody, too. Granted, you know, that was my man at quarterback, but I don't give a shit because they just had a 5-game win streak.
No, and at the end of the day, man, we just doesn't matter who's on your schedule. You got to go out there and you got to play. Yeah. You got to perform. You got to beat those guys.
Yeah.
And I think the defense has stepped up. They're making it difficult for guys on the football field now. That's, you know what I mean? And a lot of it has to do with Montez Sweat being brought in as
Sweat,
well.
Sweat.
That's a nice pickup.
Sweat. You know,
I'm happy they got him. You know what I mean? You need him. They get another guy to pair with him on the other side. They're gonna be working with some oil right there. They're gonna be cooking. But this next game going into Detroit,
just gotta have
off it. Off of a bye week, I need to see progress.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's all I want to see. I want to see some consistent progress. I don't need to see, you know, yeah, you took a couple steps forward. Now we come out and we come out flat and we take 3 steps backwards, and then you got to try to regather yourself again. I don't want to see that. I want to see building upon what you establish as your foundation, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is what we've established. We've established some defensive presence. We've established a decent running game. We've established Justin as being, you know, efficient with his ball, running the game plan according to what it is. I don't trust Getsy to put no game plan in that's going to be worthwhile. I really don't. At this point in time, I don't trust it. But whatever the game plan is, I just want to see Justin go out there and execute it. I don't care if it's throwing some screen passes. I don't care what it is, because at this point, I don't trust anything that Getsy's doing. So just execute the game plan, and build upon what you established, which is some defense in these last two games, and running that ball, man. Like, run the ball with Roschon Johnson and, you know, Deontay Foreman if he's back by then. Run the ball with these guys, man, and let them do their work. I'm not Khalil Herbert, man. I don't know, bro. 2 yards, you know, when we hand the ball off to you, you know, 16 times and you get 34 yards, bro, that ain't a good look to me. I don't like that, you know.
Got to do more better.
Yeah, got to do better, man.
I don't know. But yeah,
especially when we got guys that's running for, you know, 5+ yards per carry behind you. Yeah. And the quarterback's getting 6. We look at you with the lead back, you know, and you getting 2.4, 2.1. Nah, man. That's setting us up for 3rd and long every time. I don't like that.
I hate third and long, bro. we missed Foreman that game. We did.
Yeah.
Miss,
yeah.
They might need to give him another contract. Yeah. I'm hoping for the same thing. I'm hoping for health. Like, I'm hoping that, you know, Foreman gets healthy. I know Jenkins got dinged up. He came back, but he was still a little hurt. Hopefully, he gets,
right.
I saw DJ Moore limping. Everybody get healed up. I know Justin. People forget about his hand wasn't 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
For the first game back, he gets another week to get his hand back. Yeah. People forgot about that because he can't even complain. Right? He just goes out there and does his thing.
Yep.
So I hope these guys heal up. And like you said, I hope they can come up with, like, I ain't got much faith in Gesicki, but I hope they can come up with some type of, at least adult type game plan, bro. He ain't some Pop Warner football out there. Like, run the ball, give me some play action, give me some deep shots, throw some screen, throw some, not screens, but slants, for Christ's sake, bro. And the defense keep playing the way they playing, because I told people before the game, I said, what's going to happen? People keep talking about the quarterback, that's failed. No. If this defense comes out and stops people, bro, you have a chance to win. Last year, people act like, oh, it was all on Justin, he's all these. Bro, we were the worst defense in the league. You can't win games in the NFL giving up 30 points a game every game.
No.
You have absolutely to stop not. People. And if your defense is holding people to 14, 17 points, you have a great chance of winning the football game, bro. So the defense keep playing the way they're playing, we have good chances to win the game, bro. The way, if they keep playing the way we're playing, we got a good chance to win a lot of games.
Absolutely.
A lot of games, bro.
That's a fact, you know, and I want people to understand something too. That Minnesota defense is top five in the NFL.
Oh yeah,
top five, right? Mm-hmm. Top five. Same defense that had all your top quarterbacks in a blender. All right, Justin Fields. Oh, he ain't throw for no touchdowns. So fucking what? Oh yeah, two fumbles. So fucking what? Did you win? That's all that matters. At the end of the day, that's all that matters. At the end of the day, because wins are very, very hard to come by in this league.
Do they think no other quarterback fumbles the ball in the NFL?
Yeah, hey, do you see my perfect example? I told her, I said, you know, Jalen Hurts threw two back-breaking, crippling interceptions late in the game. Still led him to a victory, right? Yet the Eagles fans praise Jalen Hurts. The Chicago Bears fans criticize Justin Fields. Like, what the fuck is y'all problem?
I'm gonna say this one last thing, and it just puts it in perspective, right? Everybody knows of that stat where it's the four quarterbacks that have done this since 1970, right? Mm-hmm. 5,000 yards, 1,500 yards rushing in their first 30 games. Justin's one of them. Michael Vick's another. Lamar Jackson's one, and Jalen Hurts is one, right? Mm-hmm. What's the difference? What's the problem with those four? One guy in Justin Fields doesn't get the credit that I think he deserves. I'm just going to say that's my opinion. He deserves more credit than what he gets. He gets more blame than what he should, right? For the win-loss record is a team thing. You cannot win games without people around you. It's literally impossible. I don't care how great you are. I don't care who you are. Troy Aikman, when they was suck, when his rookie year, 1-15.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So it wasn't until the triplets was established and he had Emmitt Smith and Michael Irvin and Russell Maryland,
Jay Novacek,
and Jim Jeffcoat, and all of these different guys that was there to be good players.
Darryl Johnson,
so,
Moose.
Darryl Johnson, exactly. All of these, Alvin Harper, all of these guys that they needed to make the team better. Right, so that he gets more blame than he should, in my opinion. But the thing that stands out to me about those four situations: Michael Vick played in Atlanta, Lamar Jackson played in Baltimore, Jalen Hurts played in Philadelphia. Those are three cities that have a black population,
yes, sir,
that support their quarterback. Chicago is not that. Chicago is a racist city. You know what I'm saying? There's some racial tension and divide in that city.
I'm not playing a
race card.
Even at the support.
Even the quarterback. Support. Exactly.
Even you see the divide in the support.
Yeah.
Just the support.
I'm gonna be honest.
Just the support. You see it.
The ones who support look like us.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then we get, you're pulling a race card. Bro, this is a fact. Just
this
look
is what
at it
is.
Look at it. And I said a long time ago when Jalen Hurts was coming out, I wanted the Bears to draft Jalen Hurts. I wrote an article on it. I wanted Jalen Hurts as the Bears quarterback. I wanted him to get drafted in the second or third round or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I said it's because he overcame adversity.
Yep.
When he left Alabama, he got benched. Mm-hmm. He left Alabama, became a Heisman candidate at Oklahoma, still produced, still got there, right? And I said I saw the adversity and he was determined, right? I like that. I liked what I saw in that. And I wrote that article and I said, I don't know if Chicago's ready for that. And I gave Washington, Philadelphia, Atlanta, Baltimore. You know what I mean? Washington is what? Chocolate City.
Yep.
That's what the nickname is.
Yep.
These are areas. RG3, he flourished there. They supported him there, right? So in these cities, they took him in. They appreciated what they was bringing to the table. And I don't think Chicago does it as much. Now, can that change? Of course it can change, right? But we point out the obvious. And people get mad at me for pointing out the obvious, right? And they don't like it. And they say you're race baiting or you're pulling the race card or whatever. It's just a fact, man. Just look at it for what it is. Facts. Chicago is the only city that had a problem with this guy. And he's in the company of guys that Lamar's a MVP candidate, right? Mm-hmm. Jalen Hurts has been to the Super Bowl. Michael Vick, MVP. I mean, he's MVP, well established. He was the face of the league. He was, $200 million contracts. The first player in NFL history to get a $100 million contract. No, not one, but two, because he got one in Atlanta and he got one in Philadelphia as well. So, that's what I'm saying. Like there are certain areas that accept it. There are certain areas that's pushing back on it. They're fighting it a little bit, and at the end of the day, Jalen Hurts had that interview last year and he said, look, this is a new era of football.
Yeah.
They look like us now. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He had that interview with Donovan McNabb, with Michael Vick, with RG3 and him. And he said, Justin Fields, myself, the quarterbacks now, they look like us. They look like us.
Bro.
And it ain't no dual threat. It's just quarterback play now.
Right.
Yeah, it is. Dude, a lot of what you see, the criticism of Justin Fields, is based in that. You hear these people, anticipatory throws, better in the pocket. Because they have this image of what a quarterback should be.
Yeah.
And that's what they want. And that's why you're starting to see, and it's going to piss some people off, that's why you're starting to see Drake May would be. He might be the best quarterback. No, he's not. Drake May is not better than Caleb Williams, bro. He is not. You watch Caleb Williams, and I can say this, I don't like his emotional stability. But I seen that man do some shit on the football field. I'm like,
he can play.
That's different.
I can see him playing.
I ain't seen Drake May do nothing on the football field, and I am like, I can't say he can't play, but I've never seen anything like special. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I seen Caleb Williams drop. They fumbled the ball. He picked it up and launched it off his back foot 70 yards. Bro, I'm like, no, that ain't normal. Right. The things I seen Drake May's, I'm like, okay. I don't know how that's going to translate it. Maybe it will, maybe it won't. But nothing that I've seen has been special. So how the hell can you take people that are special, that can do things that no one else in the world can do, and the guy that every NFL quarterback can do, Kirk Cousins, do everything Drake May does, bro.
Yeah.
And so you can't tell me that it's special. Justin Fields does things on the football field that are special. Those, like, somebody posted a clip like Justin Fields actually did this in the football game. He looked like he was sacked in a play like three times. He escaped both people, spinned out, was falling out of bounds and threw a damn ball to Roschon Johnson across the football field.
Yep.
That's not normal.
Yeah,
that is special. Yeah. That are things that only handful of people that ever played in the NFL, not in the current NFL, that have ever played in NFL history. It's probably Kyler Murray. It's probably Lamar Jackson, Jalen Hurts, Pat Mahomes. That's probably it, bro. Those are the only people that probably can do with that play he did when he threw to Roschon Johnson. Right? Yeah. And so you're right, because they don't have patience. I guarantee you, if they brought Drake May in here, his ass would have far more patience than Justin Fields has, or even Caleb Williams would have.
Absolutely.
They would be far more patient.
Absolutely.
Bro, we literally had a civil war in the fan base over Mitch Trubisky.
Yeah.
And there's people that still.
But even Trubisky.
And even
Trubisky got 4 years, though.
Yes. A civil war over fucking Tyson Bagent.
Yes.
Yeah.
What is that telling you?
At least Trubisky had 4 years. Justin Fields, people was ready to get rid of him after
year
the first
two.
Five games of the season. This year.
Year two. It actually year two was like his year one, because it only started like 12 games.
Absolutely.
So his first five games of the season was like 17 games into the experiment. They were like, get rid of him. He's trash. Then people like Mr. Trubisky had worn his welcome out. They're like, no, we probably should bring him back, give him an extension, let him develop.
He still wasn't given the ability to do what he does best.
You know,
even though he's on his third team.
What does he do best?
It was somebody that it was one
nobody
guy
knows.
It was calling it. I forgot his name. He called him a 670 score. It was like a producer or whatever. And he went off. He was like, I don't know if I could be a fan of Chicago Bears anymore. We get our finally get our guy that's the most exciting guy since Devin Hester, and you guys want to run them off. I can't do this shit anymore. And I was like, I feel the same way. Yeah. I'd be like, bro, I can't take this anymore, bro. I can't. Like, y'all come and bring some stiff in here. Like, I don't know, bro. Like, you draft Drake May over one, number one overall. I don't know, bro. That boy's going to have to be Joe Montana to bring me back into the fold. He's literally going to have to be the GOAT. He's going to have to be Tom Brady. I swear to God. Like, I ain't going to wait for no excuses. Day one, he throws a pick, I'm on his ass. But he's going to have to be Tom Brady to bring me back to be a Bears fan. I swear to God. Because like, y'all get on this internet and y'all make these guys out like they Jesus on water. I just watched the game, bro. I was watching the Virginia 1-6. This man threw a pick at the end of the game. Then he did the shit versus NC State. So you telling me, oh, Justin Fields shrinks it. This dude's doing it versus inferior. He can't do it versus Virginia NC State. He don't do it versus the Eagles.
Sorry ass, ain't even make the ACC championship.
Yeah. Exactly. Neither did Caleb Williams. He lost like 5 of his last 6 games. Yeah. You're what's not generational dude? Losing 5 games in a row, bro. You ain't generational. You lose that title.
And what's the dude?
Andrew Luck wouldn't get his ass whooped like that. He ain't have the best team. Peyton Manning wouldn't get his ass whooped like that at Tennessee. Deshaun Watson wasn't getting whooped like that. Oh, well, Pat Mahomes, bro, you ain't... Another thing, you ain't the 2017 Chiefs, bro. People, well, Pat Mahomes didn't win a lot in college. Pat Mahomes went to the Kansas City Chiefs. They made the playoffs like 5 straight years. Alex Smith was a Pro Bowl quarterback, right? Andy Reid is a Hall of Fame coach. Tyreek Hill is a Hall of Fame wide receiver. Travis Kelce is a Hall of Fame wide receiver. Oh, and they had Kareem Hunt, who was like one of the best running backs in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
And they had the best offensive line in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You are not the 2017 Chiefs. They were 12-14 when Pat Mahomes took over. They had already established. Andy Reid was established in Philadelphia and then was established in Kansas City for 4 or 5 years before they even handed the reins. All he had to do, and Pat Mahomes is a stud, but all he had to do was step into a vehicle that was already ready to go and just drive.
Yeah.
They just taught him how to drive stick.
Drop the mic on that one.
He took off.
Yep.
You are not the Chiefs, bro. You are not ready to take Caleb. Now, if Caleb Williams came here and was able to sit for a whole year behind Justin Fields, a Pro Bowl quarterback, and you just had offensive weapons galore, and then you just handed it over to him and he just took off, you don't have that, bro. You are not going to have the same results. You are not going to bring Caleb Williams in here and you're going to turn into Pat Mahomes because you don't have the infrastructure to build a Pat Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
And you never had it. Because if you had it, you would have had a 4,000-yard passer 10 times over. Andy Reid has produced like 10 times the amount of 4,000-yard passes than the Bears have ever in their history. One coach. He did it. Donovan McNabb. He's had Alex Smith. He's had Pat Mahomes. He had Kevin. He had Mike Vick. He had Kevin. This man produced better quarterbacks, one coach, than our entire organization in their entire history, bro.
And they feel that they have the admitted gated gall to talk about quarterback play. Like, bro, would you?
Bro, that man has more quarterbacks in Philadelphia than we've ever had in our history.
Exactly.
McNabb and Vic alone. Mm-hmm.
So.
Yep. Hey, oh, my God.
We got the bye week.
I want to use this minute to real get on Ed Obradovich as well. Ed Obradovich. All right, you know, yeah, you ex-Bears player, you know, he's on the radio now with what is it, WGN 720 radio. But, you know, he had a whole lot to say, calling people morons, calling people out their name, right? When he was talking about Justin Fields, when Justin Fields got up, he made that sideline run where he scampered up the sideline for like 33 yards against Detroit. Yeah. Got up and he did a little dance, like first
the
down.
Air guitar, yeah.
Yeah, got a, you know, first down dance, whatever. You got mad. And it's people like you that are holding the Bears and the fan base and everybody hostage, holding them back, in my opinion. It's your old school mentality where you need to actually come to new times. You know, you complain that, you know, somebody would get an interception and the whole team runs down to the end of the end zone. The Bears ain't the only team that do that, Ed. They're not the only team that does that. Every team in the NFL does that. Everybody celebrates their wins on the football field. Everybody gets to dance and showboat a little bit. It's the sign of times. Deal with it or stop watching the game. Because it's not going nowhere. You know what I'm saying? Deal with it or stop watching the game with your old, decrepit, trashy, goofy mentality that you got, bro. Straight
up. You not love like Dick Buckus. You love
exactly.
Dick
Buckus. Exactly. Exactly.
You can suck my butt.
Rest in peace to Dick Buckus.
Mic drop on that one. So, like I said, we're going into the bye week of the season. Ain't going to be much to talk about other than the news that's coming in and going out. But after that, we got Detroit at home. I'm expecting a dub on that, but we'll save that for next week's show. Again, people, we do have lives. We do have shit going on. All right. We do have careers. You know what I'm saying? So I understand y'all want that heat rock every week. We do our best to try to get it to you, but sometimes the stars just don't align. Y'all gotta wait. But you know,
we had holidays last week and all of that type of stuff, man. And you know, so we took it off, man. We took it off. But you know, we back at it. We back now, and we gonna give y'all as much as we can for sure.
And that's a fact. Any parting shots?
Nah, man.
I think we good, man.
It's good, man.
All
right. Yes, sir.
Bear down, baby, and onward and upward to next week. Peace.
Y'all take it easy.